Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8-16, the NFL season not a fourth of the way over yet, and here we are perched on a precipice of the Pelicans preseason. And with that, we welcome in Christian Clark, Pelicans beat writer for the Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate. How you doing, Christian?
Hey, man, I'm doing pretty good. That was out of the, I think, media days, probably the most eventful one. It was pretty fun.
I can't, I'm having a hard time understanding you. Tim, is it me or is the connection bad? Can you say it again? Maybe try to move around an area, Christian, where we can hear you if you're on a cordless or cell or something?
Yeah, sorry about that. I was just saying
perfect.
That.
Much better. What did you say just
six,
now?
I think the six media days I've done so far, it was definitely the most eventful one. It was it was fun.
How so?
Oh, man. I mean, I guess I would say that it had not been reported by anybody that Zion had a foot fracture over the summer. I think it was Zion and David Griffin portions of an article we ran on Knoll.com last week, which we gave him a chance to comment on before. But you know, it was kind of like, look, there's been a tension, I guess, between Zion and Griff, reported on by just our outlet, and those guys pretty much just said, hey, look, do we agree on everything? No, but our relationship's fine. So, yeah, you know, the Pelicans kind of saying all the right things, and hey, let's give it a go. For this important.
Let me say this for the public that didn't read it. It's called Fired Coaches, Flawed Rosters, Frosty Rapport with Zion Inside David Griffin's Turbulent Pelicans Tenure. I always say, Christian, you know, life is a motion picture. It's not a snapshot. You can't just look at where we are. You got to look at, well, how did we get here? And I think your article was amazing, fantastic, and giving us a little peek behind the curtain of, okay, what happened last year and how do we get to the point where we are now? So kudos to that for that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And like really the point of it was, look, you got this guy who like had it, he was so magnetic. He sold like 10,000 season tickets before he played a game. Like he's so talented. He averaged 27 points a game with 62% shooting, even though, you know, I think the questions about, hey, is he doing everything to maintain his body the best he can are legitimate. I mean, the talent is just unbelievable, but the results as a team haven't been there yet. And I guess I just tried to look at why. That definitely, just because the first years didn't go well, it definitely doesn't mean they can't go better in year three either, I don't think.
Let me take a break here, and Tim's going to work with you to try to fix the connection and get you to a point where we can understand what you're saying, because I want to hear it all. The article is worth the read, believe me. Y'all, Fired Coaches, Flawed Rosters, Frosty Rapport with Zion Inside David Griffin's Turbulent Pelicans Tenure. When I heard about Zion's foot, the first thing I thought was he's been hanging with Michael Thomas. 8:20, time for traffic now on WWL. 8:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Tuesday, September 28th, day 30 of the Ida recovery. We're talking to Christian Clark, Pelicans beat writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, about Pelicans Media Day. And it's not just Zion. There's a lot more of the Pelicans than Zion, but he is the face and he is the, I guess, anchor, if you want to call him that, Christian. Are we talking about a guy that can't stay healthy here or not?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think there have been concerns since he's come into the league. Like, hey, this guy is so big, he's so explosive, like, is the weight he's playing at, you know, a little bit too much? And I think there's definitely some legitimacy to that. I mean, I think when you have that body type, you have to go to great lengths to do everything you can to, you know, make sure you're able to withstand, you know, like the grinding of an 82-game regular season and then playoffs. I mean, he was pretty healthy last year. I mean, he played pretty big minutes. But, yeah, I mean, I think the concerns about the health are legitimate for sure.
What is his weight, do you know?
Oh, that is a really, really interesting question. Man, I hear a lot of different things. You know, I think it's changed a lot since he's been here. But I guess I'll just say he's listed at 284 pounds.
Because if he doesn't make it with the Pelicans, they ought to send him next door to the Saints. I'm not kidding you, man. He looks like he could play some kind of tight end position or something. Of course, it's two different sports, and I'm kidding. What about supporting cast around him?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Pelicans, you know, David Griffin said that Brandon Ingram was, you know, much bulkier in a good way. You know, Brandon Ingram is kind of the opposite of Zion. He's a guy probably could stand to add a little muscle. And to me, it looked like that was the case. He looked like he was in fantastic shape. You know, the Pelicans said, look, he organized the team, got them together out in Phoenix for voluntary workouts, which is great. You know, Pelicans kind of need, you know, one of these two young stars, or you know, hopefully two of them, to kind of step up and embrace being the face of the franchise. And then the ancillary pieces, I mean, I think this is a better fitting roster around Zion and Brandon than it was last year. I mean, the Eric Bledsoe thing was, you know, almost disastrous, really. I mean, I don't see any way how the Pelicans guard play, whoever starts, is worse than last year. So, yeah, I mean, I would say, look, I don't think free agency went like according to plan or anything like that, but I think it's a better roster, especially around Zion and Brandon, than last year.
So what does David Griffin have to do to be back next year?
Yeah, I mean, I think just win. I mean, look, I'm not privy to, like, you know, what's kind of said in those meetings where it's like, hey, here's what we got to do to show progress. I can't tell you with certainty, like, what progress looks like in the eyes of the ownership group. But I mean, I think everybody in the building understands, like, hey, it's time to, like, take a tangible step forward, you know? Yeah, I mean, I think, look, this, anything less than a play-in tournament appearance, which all you have to do to get that is finish, be a top 10 team in the Western Conference, would be an abject disaster. And I think this should probably be a playoff team too.
Yeah, I can't believe that there would be the patience to have another year of treading water, basically, which is what they did with Van Gundy, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, like 11th place, if that happened again, that would be really, really bad. I mean, I think, and I don't think they will. I mean, I think unless there's like a catastrophic injury to a Zion or Brandon Ingram, I mean, like, this team can be good. And like, if a couple things break right, like Nikhil Alexander-Walker, you know, takes on that starting role and looks good in it, which he did at times last season. If Jackson Hayes takes another step forward, show some consistency, like, I think this could be a, you know, pretty decent basketball team. So I definitely think they have them in it, have it in them, you know, doing it is another thing.
Yep. Thank you, Christian. I appreciate your time. I really do. We'll talk to you again. Christian Clark, Pelicans beat writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. And to be fair, Zion did say he hurt himself training and that he was maybe training too hard. It's not as though he was messing around or doing something that he shouldn't have been doing. He was just training, and he said he pushed it too much. So we'll see what happens when we come back. We'll talk to Kristen Palm, a New Orleans City Council member, about Entergy issues and something that came up at the meeting where she confronted Entergy about burying lines and been asking for 10 years that I want to follow up on. And we'll talk about trash pickup and more. And then from 9 till 10, Jim Donlin, the insurance commissioner, will be here to answer your insurance questions post-IDA. So stay tuned for that and get ready to call in with your questions right now. It's time for WWL First News. And for that, we go to Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.